Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, Mr. Gordon Bell is with us. He is intimately associated with Hope of Rock Hill, and we're going to be talking with him today on our Straight Talk program right here at Substation 2. Good to see you again, Gordon. It's been a while since you and I have chatted.
It has been. Good to see you, Manning. Thank you very much.
Where you been? What have you been doing?
Working at Hope.
Working at Hope. All right. Always like to start off the program with people probably ask me why I do this. It's real simple. Why I ask people to tell us a little bit of background about them? We got so many new people moving into Rock Hill and York County. Nobody knows anybody anymore. So this is my little effort to try to acquaint people with people. So tell everybody a little bit about your illustrious background.
Oh, gosh. I don't know how illustrious, but I have been in Rock Hill for 39 years. My wife and I moved up here, and Winthrop was in the picture. And so I ended up getting in the insurance business after, and with Standard Life and a couple other companies. And so once I decided to wind down the insurance business, I got into Hope. So, but raised all my kids in the Rock Hill school system. We're split family, Northwestern, two a Northwestern and two a Rock Hill.
You call that a broken home?
Yes, we are broken, yes. I have a son that's teaching out at Rock Hill High now.
Oh, that's so great. Well, good for you. So now, Hope. Tell everybody, what is Hope? What's the background of Hope? What does it do? What is its function?
Well, Hope has been, it started in 1975. And it was started by churches and the Reverend Bo Coleman, who is still active and our executive director at Hope now after 44 years. Ooh. So, you know, he's old. He's 86 years old. And he still comes in twice a week. But we started out giving out a box of food, maybe a meal, helping people a little bit with utilities, and back when it was $10 or $25, that is what they needed. And so now we have grown to where we're giving out 5 tons plus food a week and helping people with utilities and prescription drugs.
Hoo-wee. So do you operate a center someplace? I mean,
yes, 411 Park Avenue. We have about a 2,000 square foot building. And we pay a huge rent for this. We pay $10 a month. Oakland Avenue Presbyterian Church lets us use their building, and I think one of the church members pays our rent every month. So we've been there for about 10 years, and we operate our Hope ministry out of there.
So your role is to provide some basics to people who need help. You're not providing like programs or anything to try to move them out of the situation that they're in?
No. We're a crisis ministry. We do try to help them when we can, but what we want to do is take away the food insecurity. We want to make sure that everybody in Rock Hill and even York County has food to eat. And so we make sure they get 3 meals a day, or have enough food for 3 meals a day for 7 days.
So you're not preparing the food?
We're not preparing.
Giving them boxes of food or whatever?
We're giving you, if you would go into the grocery store, if you go to Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Walmart, anywhere like that, and come out for a family of four with a buggy or two buggies of groceries, that is exactly what we do for those in need.
So as far as qualifying for this, I mean, can anybody just walk in and say, I'm hungry?
We follow the government poverty guidelines, 150%. So we look at that. If you're out of work, a lot of it out, you know, people are in between jobs, out of work. We have a lot of senior citizens that we serve over at Hope that are living off $600, $700, $800 a month. So,
shoot. So, when somebody comes in and they qualify, do they? I mean, I've been down to Manna House. I see how Manna House does it down at Mount Prospect Church.
Yes.
Once they qualify and they sign in and all that's done, they basically go from room to room to room to room and pick out what they want. Dry goods over here, meats over here, desserts over here, breads over here, that kind of thing. Is that how you operate?
Well, we do a little different. First of all, they qualify, and we actually go through a process because we do give out financial help. Uh-huh. We go through a process of vetting. I mean, we ask a lot of questions to where, you know, what caused the crisis? What's going on? How much income does the household have coming in? How much do they have going out? What's your rent? What's your electric bill payment? You know, your utility payment? What's your mortgage payment, car payments, things like that? So we do a pretty thorough background. But then what we do that's different from Manna House, we stock the boxes ourselves. We stuff the bags ourselves.
Okay.
And we provide canned goods, I mean the staples, corn, green beans, mixed vegetables, a fruit, rice, pasta, things like that, pasta sauce. And then we have another section that gives them meat, cereal, juice, anything like that. And then we have another one that gives them fresh produce.
But you're giving out 5 tons of food a week.
And 2 weeks ago, and then last week we hit 6 tons. So
how many people are we talking about a week that you're helping?
Last week we had 2 days that were about 35 people, one 44, and another one was 28. But we usually average about 30 families a day, 30 families a day, 4 days a week. And on Tuesday nights, for those who work, we're available for about an hour and a half, and we see 10 to 15 families on Tuesday nights.
Jeez.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. I mean, you're pushing 150 people.
Yes.
Close.
Yes.
So do you have a lot of what I would call repeat customers? I mean, people who are coming back week after week after week?
We do have a percentage of people, probably 20, 25% that come back. And a lot of those are the senior citizens who are just living off that $600, $700, $800. And then, our homeless population that we serve, probably 2% or less, most of the people that we see are living with somebody. They may not have a home, but they're moving around a little bit. So,
all right. So these people that you're seeing week after week after week, I mean, the numbers are growing. Are we getting to
yes,
that?
Yes, the numbers are growing. But we do, if you come in, we say come in once a month. That's our deal. You come in once a month for those in need. But if somebody is in a crisis that they need help more than once, then we'll talk to them one-on-one and decide what we need to do. I mean, there's people that will come every other week or every week because they're riding the bus here in town. They do not have a car. They can't carry a buggy of groceries on the bus. So they're coming you know, every week and get 2 big bags of groceries and put them on the bus and going. So.
But you're asking them to come only once a month.
Yes.
But you're giving them groceries for a week.
Yeah, for a whole week.
So you're basically saying you got to figure out the other 3 weeks.
Yes. But
again, how often does that happen?
As far as coming back?
I mean, I would think somebody who's in that situation would find it difficult. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they're going to Manna House one week and coming to you the next week.
And that's what we see. Sometimes they're going to Manna House or come to us. But if they need it like that, we accommodate them. I mean, we have some that may come every 3 weeks. You know, and so and we're okay with that.
Wow. Jeez. All righty. So how are you pulling off the dollars and cents for all this? I mean, 5 tons of groceries is a bunch of groceries.
That's a lot.
Even if you're getting them from Second Harvest, that's a bunch of groceries.
Yeah, we could not do it without the local churches, local individuals who are helping. We had a church bring in 2 grocery carts of food today. But we get a lot of food from Second Harvest. We get TFAP, which is the emergency, it's the government, federal government, the Emergency Food Assistance Program. We get dried beans. We may get canned fruit, peanut butter, rice, all kind of stuff from them. Amazon Prime is now a huge sponsor, and that's coordinated through Second Harvest. We get that on Mondays. A few minutes before I got here, we just finished unloading a truck with 9 pallets of food from Amazon Prime, and that's meat, cereal, produce. It was almost a pallet of bananas. I mean, we do get our share of bananas. So,
So where do you put all this? I mean, you got 9 pallets of food from just one place?
We have it stacked everywhere. When I left, it was stacked in the intake room. It was stacked in the lobby. They were putting it in the freezers, putting it in the coolers. I mean, it was everywhere. It was everywhere.
On Park Avenue.
On Park Avenue.
I don't remember anything that big over Park Avenue.
It's not. It's 2,000 square feet. It's packed.
Do you have another storage place where you put
stores? We have a little storage place that we have, about 2,600 square feet. And for the first time in 44 years, we're now having to pay to rent that space. So we're about $1,400 a month to rent that space. But the food doesn't sit over there that long. I mean, we may bring it over, and it's moved pretty quickly.
So your operational expenses for this, I mean, you got to rent a truck or own a truck. You got a building that's $10 a month. Somebody
yes,
that up for it.
Yeah.
But now you got a building that's $1,400 a month.
Yes.
So where are you generating your revenue from?
Well, we try to get as many grants as we can. We've been fortunate enough last year we were one of the recipients of the Junior Welfare League grant. And that we'll know about that in May as far as how much we get. But, you know, we're hoping for about half as much as what Miracle Park got last year.
Right.
You know, they got $80,000. If we can get 30 or 40, I mean, we're just tickled to death. But we partnered with Back the Pack. Both of us got the grant this year. So we get grants, Comporium, you know, all just York County Electric.
York Electric Co-op.
So all of these groups will come in and we apply for grants just like everybody else. And then we get help from churches, local churches, and then individuals.
So do you have any staff that does this, or is this just all volunteers?
All volunteers.
Really?
Yeah. We have 80-plus volunteers.
Wow. And they're doing all kinds of what?
Everything. We had ladies, retired teachers, doctors, lawyers, just everybody, you just name it, helping take out trash. We had a doctor here in town that he said he was the most educated garbage man around. And he'd come in once or twice a week and help us just do just everything. Moving buggies, moving food. But we have people that move food from a warehouse. They shop up at Second Harvest. They do intake. They help us with accounting. It's amazing.
So who coordinates all this? You?
Yes. And we have George Kelly, Bo Coleman. We have an incredible kitchen pantry staff. I've got Becky and Judy, Lorraine. I mean, I can name, I'm going to leave somebody out, but they kind of coordinate their sections on the days that they volunteer, and then we just fill in the gaps.
You know, most people who aren't involved with this kind of work will probably say, how does this happen in a place like Rock Hill, South Carolina, where we've got all this greatness going on? You name it, it's happening in York County or it's happening in Rock Hill. And they don't understand that there are poor people no matter where you go
yes.
in the world, including Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Including Rock Hill. I tell you what's happening in Rock Hill. You've got all of this stuff going on, and I think we're going to see dramatic changes in the next, I don't think it's going to take 2 years. It's happening now. The bus system in Rock Hill, I think, has changed everything. It's giving even, you know, the people who can't afford a car, it's giving them mobility. So we're seeing the use of the bus to come to us. We're seeing more jobs. people trying to get jobs and able to get jobs now. I mean, but we still have that segment that they can't work. I mean, there's the mental aspect of it that you still have those that are facing drugs and alcohol.
Sure.
You're seeing the elderly. I mean, and it's hard, and we're seeing it now. I mean, rents going up, housing expenses going up,
sure.
Just overall expenses are going up, and now we're seeing people that we normally would not see at Hope, and especially if they lose their job or in between jobs.
And even with a full, robust economy like we have here in Rock Hill and York County across the nation, there's still always going to be a percentage of people,
yes,
that are in this.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to probably, it's 20% of the people that are just making it. Yeah. It might be more.
And that 20% is growing as far as a pure number because our population is growing.
Yes. We see a lot of people moving in. I mean, they hear that Rock Hill's booming.
Oh, yeah.
And they're wanting to be here. They're looking for jobs.
I got it. Why wouldn't you want to be here?
Yeah, I'd want to be here. I mean, I love Rock Hill. I mean,
yeah.
Rock Hill is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's a great place to live.
It's amazing.
Great place to raise your family.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break, reminding that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Gordon Bell knows what happens here. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. And there's only one way to do it, right, Charlie Ruffalo? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. You got it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Cash In. Cash In is the newest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Use your rewards earning Founders credit cards and you can exchange your CU rewards points for a deposit to your Loyalty Select. Log into Founders Online to redeem your points today. Relax. Cash in your points. Account restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop with Gordon Bell, who heads up Hope of Rock Hill. It's been it's one of these things that gets into your heart and you just can't shake it, can you, Gordon?
No. I never, ever would have thought that this is where I'd be the happiest. I mean, I've traveled all over and with work and especially the United States, and this is by far the most fun that I'm having, because I can see the impact of what's going on. And I'm not just saying that. It's just I can sleep at night. I'm tired at night. You see somebody that you can help, and you feel good about yourself.
It's amazing how, as you age, this thing called money becomes less and less important.
Less.
Yeah,
yes.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I've got some volunteers that help at Hope, and they had no idea what people would go through, and the electric bill, trying to get their utility paid, and they have a single mother with three children and young children, just trying to find diapers or trying to just make it. And they've got a decent job making $1,100 a month. But when you add everything in,
it's too much.
Yeah.
And then how many people in today's world can afford to be without a job? You know, you go to work one day and all of a sudden they say, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, what am I going to fall back on? Can I make the next mortgage payment? Do I have enough money to put groceries on the table? Kendall Anderson gave this statistic. I want to say it's 55 to 60% of Americans, think about this now, cannot come up with $400 for an emergency, like the car broke down or the washer broke down.
That's what we say, 500.
Yeah.
I mean, that $500 emergency can really take its toll. I mean, and we see it all the time. And then just think, you're in an apartment, you're making $1,200 a month, or in just a rental house, and your electric bill, you know, the temperature is down in the low 30s or 20s, you know, at night, and your electric heat. I mean, it's no fault. I mean, you have to pay the electric bill. You have to keep the heat up, and your bill goes up $200 or $300 that month. What do they do?
What are you going to do? Exactly. What are you going to do? All right, so you get a lot of help from a lot of people this past year. I mean, you mentioned the York Electric Cooperative.
Yeah, York Electric Cooperative, and not just grant help.
Yeah,
we talk to them daily, and talk to their people about working out, ways to keep people's power on. The city of Rock Hill. The city of Rock Hill is phenomenal to work with. York County Natural Gas. All of these people in York County, they don't want to cut the power off. I mean, they don't want to. You know, they have to. And so we try to find ways with them and partner with them to try to keep that power on.
So you're seeing tremendous growth. And you're seeing a lot of the same faces come back through week after week after week after week. So does the thought ever enter your mind down at Hope that maybe we need to, I don't know, find a way to do some more to try to break this cycle? I mean, I know you're providing an essential service, but I know you'd love for there to be no need for this service.
Yes.
Which is unrealistic. It's always going to be there. But do you ask yourself that question at all?
Yeah. I mean, last year we helped almost 15,000 individuals, families almost 7,000. We're going to exceed that this year, probably by 20%, and we're already seeing it. And so we actually are looking into maybe expanding, and you know how it goes. You don't want to duplicate services. We're looking at maybe expanding and doing something a little different for us to maybe where we can stop the cycle or slow down the cycle to where maybe take the homeless to try to get them jobs or try to get them a place to go and get services, get other services.
Right.
You know.
So you're working through those thoughts and conversations.
Yes.
And we are, and
it's interesting the partnerships that we are kind of looking at or kind of helping us walk through that process, and it's been pretty good.
Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot of people trying to help out a lot of people, and the problem isn't going to go away. And the key is, how can we get more and more of the nonprofit world to work closer together so that they can, I don't know, share resources and help each other out? And I guess there's no sense anymore in today's world of operating in silos.
Yes.
It's easier to try to do things under one roof.
Yes, and we've actually, Pathways is the new, I guess it's kind of a new center, kind of the hub, I guess, so to speak, in the Rock Hill area. And there's a caseworker over there that's funneling, trying to go in and, I guess, eliminate the duplication of services, trying to get them in to where they can, they send people over to HOPE and to other agencies, the day center in the back.
Right.
I mean, they're kind of the conduit for that. They're screening, and that's probably one of the needs that we need to address right now, is that homeless population that doesn't have a place to go during the day.
Well, in time, Pathways will be chock full of agencies. I think there's over 30 who have indicated an interest of having a presence within Pathways. I don't know what the number is right now. Maybe it's 9 or 10 or something like that. But it's growing every day. I mean, as we're sitting here right now, The Haven, I think tomorrow, will be opening its new facility, which is part of Pathways. They take a big chunk of Pathways, and that's going to allow them to go from 12 beds to 20 immediately, and they've got enough space to go to 40.
Oh, no, and that is one incredible program over there.
That's a great program.
I know our church over at Westminster gives food, delivers food,
absolutely,
and for meals, and the Haven has allowed men now to find jobs, especially with the transportation that's here.
Yep.
And it's probably one of the, it's a great success story.
Great success story. We've had a chance to do interviews with some of the men who've been through the program. I'll never forget, I've told the story before, the gentleman that they brought in here who lost his job. He was working at a nice manufacturing plant here. Didn't have anything to fall back on, so the wife and family went to go live with her mother. While he got back up on his feet, he stayed at Pathways. I got him retrained. I thought of Pathways.
I heard that the other day.
Yeah, at the Haven. Got him back up on his feet, and kaboom, family's back together and doing great. So, the concept of bringing everybody together under one roof, great. And, if there's a way that you guys find your way into being part of a collaboration, that'll be perfect. That'll be great.
So, be great.
All right, so what's exciting for 2020? Anything? Any big fundraisers you all do?
That's what we're actually here in the next several months. I think it's in May or June, we are going to do a fundraiser with Servcom USA, Insperity, and Grove Marketing. What they're going to do is a meet and greet over in Fort Mill, of all, near the King's Night. Kingsley.
Yeah.
Kingsley. That is, we did it last year at the Pump House,
okay,
and they're trying to get us in different areas.
Wonderful.
And so that's fairly new for us. We're a blue-collar agency that we send out a mailer once a year.
Yeah.
And that's how
you'll have a website?
Yes.
What is it?
HopeOfRockHill.com.
HopeOfRockHill.com. Okay. Well, Gordon, we have blown through a half an hour. I thank you for being here. Thanks for everything that you're doing.
Well,
and you're doing an awful lot.
Thank you, man.
It's a great story. Gordon Bell, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Jared Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, now we're going to line up everybody. Is everybody ready? Okay, let's line them up. Here we go. John Reinhardt, stop talking. Get ready. Get on. All right, at the count of three, we're going to tell everybody how we do it here at Substation 2. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. All right, see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.